In today's gospel, we read Jesus' words. All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be a left stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down. Have we experienced a situation like that? I think we have. In 2001, when I was in college in Vietnam, I heard a terrible news of the World Trade Center tumbled out. That news shook the whole world. I think we never forget that disaster in our nation. Recently, I thought about that when I reflected on today's gospel. There was literally not a stone upon another stone. If a fire preacher had given a sermon the previous Sunday about the wrath of God being visited upon our nation, many would have laughed and said, it may have happened 2,000 years ago, but it can't happen today. Well, it did. Some might say the words spoken by Jesus are mean-spirited. How could a loving God allow not a stone upon another stone to happen in our nation and to take 2,977 innocent lives and over 25,000 injured people? We can't understand why. But the words spoken by Jesus really applicable to our lives here in the 21st century. The truth in Jesus' teachings can be illustrated by recalling our reaction following the attack. I learned that your nation came full circle. Everyone began singing, God bless America. We plead for God and protect us and remind us how much we need God for ourselves and for our nation. If we really see how we need God, then we hear His words today, the days will come when there will not be a left stone upon another stone. And we realize that in His love, He was warning us. He is not a mean-spirited God. He cares for us and will help us. His words are not different from those used by many parents here. Have you ever said to your child when they are leaving the house on a Saturday night, don't drive with anyone who has been drinking? It can be dangerous. That is not being mean-spirited. That is expressing love for your child. It's possible your child will not react favorably to you. We all have a tendency to react to a warning with a thought. Don't tell me what to do. I can think for myself. That is probably one of the problems we all have. We only want to listen to the words of God when it fits into our plans. My dear friends, God's warning is not a mean-spirited message. God's warning is given to us for our protection. If we don't listen to it, we know that tragedy can strike. We learn that from the Old Testament. The prophets warned the Israelites that if they did not obey God's commandments, they would reap the wrath of God. The prophets were not mean-spirited. They were merely trying to save their people. And Jesus' words today are not mean-spirited. His words are His loving warning for our protection, our happiness, and above all, for our salvation. And He said, everyone the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me, I will never drive away.